Mark chapter 9, verses 14 through 29. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe, help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. What line jumped out at you? I noticed that in conversation with the crowd, particularly the disciples, Jesus sounds a bit frustrated. "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you?" And yet he stops and asks the father of the afflicted boy how long this has been going on. Jesus, in spite of his slight irritation, takes a few moments with a person who needs him. He has time enough for this little boy. Jesus cures the boy. There is a lot of drama. Surely everyone is awestruck. But then, guess what? The apostles want to know why they could not have done this. Were they a bit jealous? Were they embarrassed? Were they disappointed in their own lack? So then Jesus tells it like it is. This kind can only come out through prayer. What kind? The awful foam at the mouth kind? The serious kind that totally handicaps a child? Or is he inferring that it's just need, great need in the lives of us humans? Whatever the need, we are to take it to Jesus. We are to believe he is right there with us. Going to him is our prayer. Asking for help is our prayer. Making room for healing and awe is our prayer. Let us not be the cause of Jesus' irritation. Let's show that we have been with him long enough, and we are with Jesus now. We are in need of healing, and we shall take our request to him in prayer, all the time, now and later. Then we can rejoice that any spirit that is handicapping us may well be removed, or at least diminished. Jesus, continue to endure us.